Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right. Hallelujah. Shalom, the King is coming. And I'm sure y'all can tell by my look that we have been extremely busy trying to prepare this land, get the land back in working order. After close to 700 people have been here to visit at headquarters, Straightway. I first like to start off giving honor to the Most High Yah. Our Messiah, Yahshua HaMashiach, who has written each one of our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life, knowing that he didn't make any mistakes when he called us and chose us out of the midst of a wicked and crooked and perverse generation. I'd like to thank the Father for that. I'd like to thank the Father for my family, all my Ashias, who support me greatly, all the saints of the Most High Yah here at Straightway. They work extremely hard to try to make my life as easy or simple as possible. My life will never be easy, but as simple as possible. I am still having nightmares because I had high expectations. After coming in third place in 2018, I improved my position to second place in 2019, and Money Manning still ended up conquering us. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I am doing my due diligence like Money Manning. I am already on the road. And I'm telling y'all right now, I'm going to show y'all up front. I ain't going to do no surprise like Money Manning. I got some cars I'm already working on right here to bust y'all tail. I ain't selling for you less than the championship. And plus, we are going to write out the rules. Instead of making rules on the fly, we're going to write them out and get some agreements. But this one right here, I'm going to tear y'all up. This is a 370Z Nissan. I got it. He going to be up here on the back burner, and then I got a secret car for y'all. I ain't losing no more. And he can roll, too. He can roll. He can roll so fast, he beat my last car that beat Manning twice, even though I had one taken away from him. Think about that. So I'm coming. All jokes aside, all good play aside, we had a wonderful Feast of Tabernacles. What do you say, Teacher Shane?
Yes.
Overall,
very
good. I want to take the Feast of Tabernacles. Last year, I think it was, you, El, and Doug, Pastor Cord, y'all need to teach him, right? During the week. And this year was just myself and Teacher Eric. Of course, it just changes every year. Of course, I preached Sabbath message. And, of course, this year, I preached Sabbath message in 2018. Pastor Cord preached Sabbath message 2019. All right, this year, in the Tabernacle. So more likely, teacher being back up again in the saddle, and we've probably done made up our mind that we're gonna put a cap on the people coming, so you have to get your name in fast, because if you don't know what you missed by being here, just listen to all the testimonies of the people who will call in tonight.
Yes.
I'm probably going to, matter of fact, I know I'm going to probably do Be the Father's Will, Shabbat service next Tabernacle. Teacher Shane is going to teach. Probably going to have Elder Rufus teaching. And then, I don't know. Oh, we're going to probably call it the old folks teaching. Pastor Corey, let him teach. Pastor Corey getting old, though.
Yes.
He getting old. He ain't old yet, but he getting there. And everybody asks us, how do you know you're old? Well, we go off of John, the 8th chapter, when the Pharisees said to Jesus, thou art not yet 50 years old. Then what he said, and as you see, so we use that as a benchmark. Everything we do in the ministry, we use the Bible as a benchmark. That just because you're old, that don't mean that you're done for or whatever.
So true.
Because we prove it all the time. And I will put myself, Teacher Shane, Elder Doug, and Brother Bud, we're talking about the old folks, on this community right here against any 20 and 30 year old crew that think that they're something. What do you say, T?
Yes, and Deacon Bell.
And Deacon Bell.
Yes.
Deacon Bell. Deacon Bell. Can't forget Deacon Bell. Well, I'll put us up against any crew. Put any job out there. We'll find out. You know what's a bad thing? Sad thing is if we are 60 years old and it's like that. Now, what I mean is, I'm not saying that, because it's obvious. We already see. We see time coming up on us. And we have a strong-ass work ethic. We have a bull of a work ethic way back in our 30s. I mean, a bull of a work ethic. We ain't seen it yet with a lot of folks. We just ain't seen it. You people faint, quick, fast, in a hurry. But, man, you'll be hard-pressed. Hard-pressed to find a crew. And all of us are over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us over 50.
Yes,
matter of fact, if you average all our ages, we're right at 54 years old.
Yes.
Average ages. So if you average us up, the average 54 years old, man, that's saying something. Because when I named all of us, what I did was I named a crew of men that could actually build a home from grass to roof, from grass to roof, completely, without the outside help of the world. That's a lot of knowledge up in here as well.
Yes.
That's a lot of knowledge. That is saying something. Oh, no, ma'am. Thank you, baby. But I'm telling y'all, and what I'm saying is, Y'all should have been there. You should just be striving to get there. Now, yeah, you're going to have to inconvenience yourself. I promise you.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, teach, and it just don't register. You remember we worked as soon as the dang sun come up?
Yes.
And then we would stop when the sun went down?
Yes.
You remember when y'all would get off and work, y'all would go and change clothes and then come right back, come right out on the land and work with us? So they work at the job and then work off. We did all this in our 30s because we already knew that if you have sown nothing in your youth,
yes,
what the scripture says, what can you expect in your old age? That's wisdom.
Yeah.
That's literally wisdom. And I'm not talking about talking or gloating over another man's work. We're talking about getting it done. I've been young, and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Man, I'm sorry, I ain't did it. Can you shut that heat off over there, teaching us? But I want to say that to each and every last one of you, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the security team, which is headed up by Brother Gideon. They did an outstanding job. Pastor, sorry that I threw y'all curveballs and went into a deliverance unexpectedly, and I didn't even communicate it so they could prepare. I told Gideon, I said, brother, I know I just bought you a personal nightmare.
He's like,
yeah. You know what I mean? It's good training, though, good training. You know, you got to be ready to improvise, but that's no problem. Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't even know we was going to do it. It was definitely led by the Spirit because we conquered some damn demons. Bam! We've had to pull up at least 7 carpet squares that we just laid down because they soaked with so much puke and throw up and everything else, man. We can't get them clean. It's a good thing we did get the carpet squares because you can just pull up that one and then put some more glue down and then lay another one down. And don't miss a beat. And I like to thank the Most High God for Sister Ashley's leadership in meticulously picking righteous sisters to be able to serve all the Israelites. That was a nice setup they had.
That was beautiful.
That was a nice setup they had.
Very humble.
Very nice setup. See, Sister Ashley tried to tell y'all, Mother General tried to tell y'all the other night, that everything that Sister Ashley asked for and needed, it was myself and my Ashaya that did all this running around to go get it. But you Israelites helped provide a lot of the funding for it.
That's beautiful.
See, that's beautiful.
Yes.
And it was a concerted effort in which all of us can just thank Yah that we've been used of the Most High Yah.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Nobody can say I've done more than the other because we all have done a concerted effort. Then I like to thank all the people, especially the communities who actually took on what Sister Carol calls, what do you call that in the evening time we eat? What is the thing called? Midnight snack time, 7 o'clock. And each one of these communities, man, I'm telling you, man, that was a lot of money. You know what? What I did, and I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some of the numbers, okay, to show y'all how we balance this budget. Because we don't fudge the numbers and cook the book like the federal government does. We real with it, all right? We spent, and this is the beauty of it, though, because, see, when you come here for Tabernacles of Passover, you come to a land that's paid for. The buildings are paid for.
Yes.
And so anything other than that is all logistically being able to help take care of all the Israelites, all the saints that come. All right? And then, oh, I can't forget Brother Shannon and Brother Cody.
Oh, yes.
Man, pulling that grill.
Yeah.
That 6,000-pound grill smoker all the way down from Pennsylvania. And, boy, Brother Shannon, man, he had brothers. Now, this is, folks, I want y'all to understand, this is a, how can I say this? This is a melanated skin people thing. I don't know why it is that when somebody does something so good, like Brother Shannon smoking that brisket, then all we want to do is slap the shit out of them. Why do you do that? What type of sense does that make, man? I mean, you love it. How do you love it so much? All you want to do is abuse it, man. You just want to slap the shit out of them. I mean, that's what we want to do. We just want to slap the taste out of his mouth. That brisket was so good.
That was very good.
Yes. I gave the brisket to one of my sides. I said, "Hey, Nellie, hold this brisket for me, please." She ate half of it. The good ones too. We all had a wonderful time. We worked well. The Most High y'all answer our prayers as far as giving us good weather.
Oh, yes.
I was telling my child that we was coming out for music practice. I said, you know what we need to do? Next year, we need to pray for good weather and then rebuke this viral sickness, like, you know, the cough, the congestion, the nasal stuff, you know, I mean, stuff like that. We need to rebuke that. We need to really get on that. I think the spirit's going to shift it, so we need to do that. I'd like to thank all the brothers who have come from afar, and your names are too many. Literally come from afar to help put your hand to the plow and help us get the tabernacle to the place where we said it would be, to where we could get it functional. Because people don't understand. Out in the world, they would have something like that done in 6 months.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because they have a crew.
Mm-hmm.
We got a skeleton crew, and Brother Bud is heading it up from that point on. And, man, I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of work. It's a hell of a lot of work. And we've had a lot of Israelites give their time, their energy, and their effort to get this done. Not only, especially, and then all of you that contribute to it. That was, you know, y'all said he loves a cheerful giver. Man, y'all gave. Y'all gave. And I'm going to give you the numbers right now. You thought I'd forget. I didn't forget. we just straightway along. Before everybody got to the feast, we spent about $40,000 on logistics. That's not including all the stuff that you all sent by the Be a Blessing list.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. They ain't done yet, because there's basically about 100 more people than was the last tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent another $10,000 while everybody was here on the land. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, we did. So I said, where you get this money from? I said, give.
Yes, give, yes.
They give, and we give it right back.
Yes.
Because between the running, getting building materials, setting up a new water system, the one we need to supply a hell of a lot of water, we were drinking so much water that we were literally running our wells dry. We got to replace those filters down there for the reverse osmosis machine. That's how much water we were going through. I had to actually go out and get more water. We ended up buying a total of maybe 45.5 gallons.
That's a lot of water,
man. We talking about drinking up the River Jordan. That's what we talking about, huh? We went through water just like that. You wouldn't believe. Man, you wouldn't believe.
And that bottled water we had, yeah.
That's not including the bottled water that Brother Chris donated, man. All
three
that
pallets.
Is gone. Three pallets. Pallets. For the most part, everybody had wonderful spirits. Brother Gideon and Brother Brett laid it down at the range. Talk to anyone who had the will to be taught. And listen to me. I'm going to tell y'all something. Just because you go back there one down time, that don't mean you learn nothing. You got the opportunity to inconvenience yourself and get back there and really, truly learn. Man, I'm telling you, when the day and the time and the hour comes, when evil comes your way, you'll be prepared. and then it would be second nature. But, you know, I watched a lot of people don't teach that, man, they love the easy way. They love the way of the flesh. Then I watched the people defy the order of some of them walking the hill, and they need to walk that hill. They say, man, how many times have we walked that hill over the years, man? You can't number it, can you?
Hundreds.
Let's just say within a year, how many times we walked that land, that hill, when ain't nobody here, just us. You can't put a number to it. And what we're trying to do is show you that we're simply not ready for the wilderness. And we're going to have a wilderness experience again. It's going to parallel the same wilderness experience when our people left out of Mizraim and went into the wilderness of sin before they entered into the land of Canaan or the promised land. And this time we're going to be translated. We're going to be in the wilderness to be tested, proven, tried before we go into the kingdom. And it was in the wilderness that many of them, Yah was not well pleased. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he wasn't well pleased with them, he damn sure ain't going to be pleased with us as a whole. That's why I keep harping on people over and over again. Get your damn mind together. Get your life together. Line up with the book. Read the book and obey what it says. Get your wicked ass heart right. Because y'all ain't playing. Y'all simply ain't playing with nobody. You have to be accounted worthy to enter into that kingdom. Say not to yourself, I've been baptized in Yahshua's name. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I have received a Ruach and I've been in holiness. Say not to yourselves, because Yah is able of these stones to raise up Israelites to take your place.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, y'all better listen to what this man of Yah said. I'm telling you, you don't want to go through the test now. He got a test for you when you get there. See, your mind has to be transformed. Your heart has to be tried. All this conditioning process, this worldly way you got, it's got to be eradicated and gone. It's got to go. It's got to go. I've been trying to preach. I preach it. I teach it. I holler it. I shout it from the rooftop. And even though we can hear that the Most High Yah called us to be Israelites in this, some of us still ain't here. Still ain't here. Don't drink of the night. Gross. Man, I hope y'all can get it. I really truly hope y'all can get it. And that's why we harp so much about communities. Man, I got another damn mosquito that lit me up. You know, between yesterday and today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I've been bit 5 days times. It's fall time. Got another one on my arm right here. Where is that? Look at that big old thing on my arm. See it right there?
That's a well.
Man, and then another one right here. See it right here? Right there. And I can't even show. The one on my leg is so bad. Look, them boogers took a chunk out of it. Look, I got a big old drawing South Band-Aid on that.
They got donations.
Man! Them boogers trying to take me out. It's a war against the pestilence. But we had so many of you out here that gave so much and made so much of a sacrifice. I mean, we had people come as far as Sweden. Brother Raymond, you'll see his family again. They're growing in grace and knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Brother Case, Brother Mike from England, and the Netherlands and Switzerland. Brother Raymond came from Switzerland. Brother Case came from the Netherlands.
Yes.
And we had people drive as far as California.
Yes.
And you got to understand, Tennessee is just one state over from the East Coast. That's a long way. That's a long, long way. Huh? So we have been busy getting the land in order. I'm not going to go over what the sisters already went over and what I've already touched on Sons of Jacob. I am getting ready to make a post. Y'all stay tuned for that. I'm going to make a post for the excommunicado list. the people who have been excommunicated from the ministry. Now, just because some people have been put out of the ministry, that does not mean if they show good works and fidelity that they can't come in. But there are some people that have been excommunicated. They can't ever come back to the ministry. Hope you can find your way to God. That's all we can say on that matter, that instance right there. Now, in Atlanta, man, I got to find somebody. Hey, one of y'all in there, can y'all bring me one of my reading glasses in there? Because I don't have any in here. I got computer glasses, but not reading glasses. So one of y'all in there in the kitchen, bring me some reading glasses before I get this next order out, okay? We have been literally trying to get the land back in order, and it takes a while. And I want to tell you right now, I want to tell you right now that if you call Straightway next week, and you don't get no answer, believe me, we're doing our best, but we're shutting down the dining hall for one whole week just in order for the saints at Straightway to get some type of rest, some type of rest. Our brothers that work on jobs, they're still working, but just so they get some type of rest. I got a big old post right here that I'm going to try to also put out, do a video and put it out right there. We're coming up in Atlanta. The conference is called Dry Bones Rising, November 28, 2019. You can buy tickets for everyone. And you got yours truly, Pastor Dow, and also Brother Gideon. And you have Michael Israel. Now, I'll just name the three that's involved with Straightway. And then you have, I can't pronounce some of these names in here, so I'm not going to attempt it. But apparently they are speakers as well. And what it says, Torah Cultural Assembly, 12 noon. And all this information is to be announced. It's going to be in Atlanta. And we're doing that during pagan Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Or the National Day of Mourning is what the natives of the land call it. Bringing out the who, the what, the where, the when, and the how, community building and living. That's what we're going to do. Now, I don't know how many of these people actually in this particular setting right here actually live community, but I do know we do it.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we got 9, and maybe by the end of 2020, we're going to have 11 working communities. And the rest of them are still being developed as we go. Hey, Summer, can you bring me some of that that Noxzema's alcohol pads in there? Man, I got to attack these things. These things are itching me up, man. Man, they tearing me up, man. Tearing me up. But, man, we had such a wonderful feast. I don't know, T. Yeah. Tell us what your take was on the feast, man.
Ooh, thank you.
They light me up, man.
Praise y'all, saints. The feast was, to me, it was very encouraging. And I saw a lot of more people engaged in, you know, worship, engaged in learning. They were a lot of people were here to be servants one to another. It was a beautiful feast, very, very, very wonderful. It's hard to say. It's the feast is always good. Feast is always good when we understand what we are feasting for. When we understand that, you know, this is a time of rejoicing, as we've heard, you know, as taught by Pastor Corey, as the Word actually does proclaim. And it was very, very eventful. There's a lot going on. A lot of people learned a lot of stuff. A lot of people got to fellowship. It was a very good time of fellowship. A lot of people got to learn about actually community living and learning how, you know, to do for themselves as do for others. Wonderful, wonderful time, Saints of the Most High. I'm very grateful to see a lot of your faces, especially those of you who are overseas, those of you who come from afar. It's always good to see family, real family, family that is born after the Spirit. You know, we have all have had our baptism in, you know, the family of our own blood. But to have spiritual family and to have us all gathered in, you know, into one place and trying to learn, you know, trying to get the people into one mind and to one purpose and to one calling, you know, it is a task. You heard Pastor before, you know, saying, you know, it's trying to teach, trying to lead, trying to guide, trying to give the people an example, trying to, you know, much as we can through the Spirit and the love of Yah, show you what He has showed us. And we've had some here, you know, that just was not in it. They was here, but they was not here. They was here, you know, bodily, but they was not here spiritually. But for the most part, this was a very good feast, very good gathering. For 7 days, and the Most High Yah, you know, allowing good weather. We had only probably one night of, you know, just an erratic storm, but, you know, even that in itself was, I think, there to try us. And the most part, a lot of the people that were here, you know, they weathered it. They weathered it, and they were happy. I didn't see hardly too much disgruntlement. Nobody, from my viewpoint, showed any animosity or any bitterness or any such like, which is good,
yeah,
which is very good
feast.
Which is a good feast. I'm glad the people took time apart, those that stayed the full length, which Pastor did say, if you're coming, please press yourself to stay the whole length of the feast. And those that stayed the full length of the feast, they were blessed. And it was a very good, blessed meeting. I think the Most High Yah, you know, some people said, well, the Most High Yah didn't move, you know, like,
what?
Like, you know, but I'm saying, well, you've got to understand, you know, we can't compare this year with last year. We got to understand the Most High Yah is going to move in His way, in His time, in His moment, in His way. And if we're looking at the past, we're going to miss what is the present and what He's trying to move us into what's coming. But the Most High Yah didn't move in a mighty way. And a lot of people did receive a lot of deliverance, which was beautiful. The Most High Yah allowed, you know, two instances of mass deliverance to take place. And the Spirit moved mightily and quickly. And a lot of people were liberated. A lot of people, you know, that were not privy to deliverance, now they are privy to deliverance. Now they understand freedom. Now they understand the thing that was oppressing them. You know, and to them, that is a great blessing. That is, you know, that is a mighty reward. It is a mighty weight to be delivered from something that has been weighing on you for all your life. And a lot of people don't hear the words of life to bring them into life, to help them escape from that death that they all their lifetime was in fear to. And there was a lot of words that were delivered this feast that a lot of people actually gave heed to, and the ones that gave heed to and listened and obeyed, they received. They were delivered. They were liberated.
Mm-hmm.
And they received of the Spirit of Yah. The Spirit of Yah moved mightily in many ways, not as in past feast, but in a more, I think, as these feasts go on, He moves in a more mature way, in a more richer moment. It's beautiful to see how the Most High Yah is revealing himself to us piece by piece, moment by moment, second by second. And it is sad that a lot of people that were, some people, I'm not going to say, I throw away the word, some people that were here in the moment didn't immerse themselves in the moment, and they missed. They missed the moment. They missed when the time was right to be healed. They missed when the time was right to be delivered. As we know, coming into this, there is a lot of fear from the world, a lot of doubt from the world. There's a lot of, so to say, baggage that we bring from our so-called living out there among them. But for the most part, I think the people really learned, you know, how to tabernacle, how to understand what real family is, what receiving the truth is, to see the Spirit of Yah move amongst his people, to see the Spirit of Yah, you know, constantly endeavoring, constantly pushing us to come together, to be knit together in love. A lot of people that were here experienced for the first time the love of the brethren, and that is a beautiful thing. A lot of people coming out of these dysfunctional families, dysfunctional relationships, and they come into this thing that is so new and so real and so right and so pure that I understand the hesitation and the drawback. But I am thankful for a lot of you that just actually just let that crap go and just let the Most High Yah have his place in your life. We've got to learn his life. Our life is nothing. His life is eternal. Your life is temporal. It's passing away. It's as dust and sand in your hand. And once we realize that, then we can put down this thing which we so cleave to at times and start sticking our face in the Word and start listening to his ministers and start listening to the men of Yah who have the Word of life. Because we've been searching for life and for love all of our lives. And now he's prepared a place, prepared a feast for you not only to eat physically, but most of this feast is there to you to eat spiritually. And there was more food given spiritually than I think there was given naturally. And though we ate and we snacked and whatever we did, there was a lot more food given spiritually. And if a lot of us came hungry from the Spirit, then we ate from the Spirit. There was a bountiful plate laid before us, and we had the opportunity to sit there and just to eat while the Master prepared this great meal for us. And then he had men to deliver, to serve this meal. And I pray a lot of you, you know, going from this time of 7 days and the great day, that you have taken enough, that you have absorbed enough in your spirit that it will get you through the dead season. You forget about the dead season is now here upon us. And you should have gleaned from this feast. You should have really feasted and ate of the good word of Yah to get you to Passover, to the next feast. That should be your hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You come here with a hope, Yah filled your hope, and then you've seen the evidence of your hope. Well, praise Yah, saints. I thank you all. I am very grateful to see all your faces, and the Most High Yah is very grateful for all what you have given of your substance. Because he's not going to see you without. As Pastor said, I have not yet seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So I hope that many of you left this feast with your baskets full. Now you're going to need this to get to Passover. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Shalom, saints.
All right. With that said, guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. You want to talk to yours truly? Pastor Dow, we're going to go ahead and take your phone calls. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be here all night long because I got to get up and give a word. All right? But you know the drill. We'll call your area code. When we call your area code, there's a delay, 3 to 5 seconds. And in that delay, what we usually do, we call the area code, give you enough time to try to recover yourself. So let's not get any feedback or side tone. Let's go straight up to the phone calls, okay? And when you speak to me directly from the phone that you're using. Do not use speakerphone. Do not use computer or voice overture. Or what do they call it? POP. All right? Well, we got a lot of calls lined up for tonight. All right, first call of the night. Lined up right here. It's call number 717. 717, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on Straight With Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Oh, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you, sir?
Shabbat Shalom. This is Zach Dowell.
Yes, sir, it is.
Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say thank you to you and the rest of Straightway Tennessee for hosting us and opening up your home. Really appreciate that. And a special thanks to the security team, the trainers, and to all the wonderful, hardworking sisters who helped out during the feast.
Man, they did a dang good job. That's not including all the bros who went on trash runs, the bros who kept running, making airport runs. There was just a lot going on. It seemed like everybody assisted wherever they could, when they could. And many hands make light work. It's a pretty good feast, though. What do you say, Brother Zach?
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree more. Had a wonderful time.
It shines. I'm holding this up because I'm actually asking y'all to actually come put another one in. That's the reason why I'm holding this up. I did it twice already. Go ahead,
yes,
Zach.
Sir. Oh, no, that's it. Just want to say thank you. Really appreciate you, and I love you, and can't wait to see you all again soon.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, next call, 772-772. Pastor Dowell, you're on Straight With Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. This is Brother Dex from Florida.
Brother Dex from Florida. Come on with it, man. What you got?
Yes, indeed. So I had a question because I told my sister where I was going, and she told me when I got back.
Hold on. You told your sister what?
I told my sister that I was going to the Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay, all right.
And, had a great time there. But coming from a Christian church, that was my first time seeing any type of deliverance like that. Much less twice.
Bro, I guess you got a great awakening then, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you saw some real power.
Yes, yes. The Most High definitely showed his hand while we were there. And my sister was asking, you know, how can, you know, she get that? So I told her about Passover, but I wanted to see, is that something that can be performed at home? And if so, how would be the best way to go about that?
It is, but brother, I'm glad you're saying this, bro. I'm gonna go ahead and bring this up, okay? I'm gonna bring this up in a story form. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
I can't tell you how many people that has contacted me and said that they listened meticulously to what I said, and they went through the format, went through everything that I said, and they went through a mass deliverance or just a deliverance session, and they got zero results. Zero. And I keep telling them, brother, Yah is the one who picks and chooses. who does it. Just because you see me doing a mass deliverance, especially not even a mass deliverance, just a deliverance after a very short message, that doesn't mean that somebody else can get up and do the same thing and perform the same thing, because Yah is the one who anoints. Yah is the one who gives power. Yah is. And he knows the secrets of all men's heart. So people can pretend they can actually read the instruction book and then try to follow the instructions to the T and stuff. That don't mean you're going to get the same results. The best thing that we need to do, all of us need to do, is line up and get with y'all's program so we can grow in grace and knowledge, so we can know how to do this at home. Because many of us, what we don't want more than anything, my brother, is to humble ourselves and to be taught. Am I making sense?
Yes, you can see. No, you're making perfect sense, because when she asked me, the first thing that came to my mind was when those other guys were trying to cast the demon out, and they were like, "We know Paul, but we don't know Yah." And then it attacked them.
There
and I'm like,
well,
I don't know if I'm ready for all this. So let me ask before I even attempt that, because I already know. That's not how that works.
Brother, man, you know, people, you remember another guy, he tried to offer the apostles money in order that he might have the same power, and then he got rebuked.
Yes, he tried to buy the Holy Spirit from them. I already remember that.
Yeah, tried to buy the Holy Spirit. You know, ladies, Holy Spirit. Man, I'm telling you, you got to be – see, where we make the mistake, and I'm going to say this, I want everybody to listen. Where we make the mistake is that when we read the Bible, we can somewhat believe it. But what we don't believe is that Yah still has his men of Yah and his women of Yah operating on this earth here and now. What people don't want to do is humble themselves and acknowledge that, so that they can grow in grace and knowledge, because everybody thinks that they are unique in their own purpose, but that don't mean that Yah chose you. Man, how do I say this? Oh, mercy. How do you say this, Father? I'm going to say it like this. Listen, I know for sure the pastors and the elders in this ministry, all right, and we're learning, I'm telling you, the pastors and the elders in this ministry, we've got the same spirit as the prophets and the apostles of old. Same spirit. It's just that they ain't here. They're dead and gone. Now we got a whole new generation. We're here. We're in and we're doing it. Everybody else is talking about it, and people do a hell of a lot of talking, a hell of a lot of bumping gums, but very little action and very little fruit that substantiates the work. A lot of talking.
Amen to that.
Hell of a lot of talking. Man, they talk so damn much, but very few works. Just talk, 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 talk. Philosophize, debate. Okay, good. We get finished with it. Now let's do the work. Let's see who y'all approves of. Let's get it done. Let's see if the spirit realm acknowledge that. All of a sudden, crickets. Am I making sense, my brother?
No, you. Everything you're saying is exactly why I decided to follow Straightway, because when I read the Bible, I see that they have power. And like it says, only a good tree can bring forth good fruit, bad tree only bring forth bad fruit. And with the Christians I was with, I'm like, man, you guys are real good at teaching, but no one's getting healed. Never seen a mass deliverance. I mean, they never even talked about mass deliverance. You know what I mean? They were talking about, you know, getting delivered because you stopped going to the club, like stuff like that. So
hey,
you're absolutely right.
You know the reason why they don't talk about that?
They don't got the power.
You know the reason why they don't talk about that?
Why is that, sir?
Because Satan cannot cast out Satan. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes, sir.
You think about it, man. These Christians are sitting up here trying to masquerade as believers of the Bible when they're nothing but just damn satanic pawns and tools of the devil. How in the hell you expect to have any damn power when you celebrating Christmas and Easter and going to church on Sunday? You are a total transgression of Yah's law and his word. So he won't sit up and fool around with you. Yah so wise, he'll let you go through your whole life acting like a damn fool believing that mess, and then damn your soul to eternal hell because you're workers of iniquity. You understand?
Yes, sir.
See, that's the type of talk our people really truly need to hear, because they need to wake up out of this dang stupor that they in.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I agree 100%, Pastor. Well, if that's the case, what I will do is I will, you know, hopefully try to get her to, you know, keep the commandments, and hopefully she will be invited to Passover so that she can get around some real fruits. Because I do care, but, you know, I was talking with brother, actually, I think it's Elder Greg, and he showed me a verse in John where it's just like, hey, look, man, if they're not going to keep the commandments, you know, don't even wish them Godspeed. So, yes, I love them, but, you know, it does say if I love my father or my mother or brother or sister more than Yah, I'm not going to be worthy of him. So I'll do what I can, and, you know, hopefully Yah will open up her understanding so she can get the deliverance she's looking for.
And guess what? I've done my job here tonight. You have the spirit of truth because you can comprehend and understand exactly what I just got finished saying, and you can articulately lay it out. I've done my job pretty much because I'm telling you,
yes,
all this healing, all this deliverance, go back to the book. It's the children's bread. It don't belong to religious people and people stage playing and pretending in the world. It don't belong to your damn sorry ass religious family just read a few Bible verses and say a few amens in a damn week or something. It don't belong to them. Healing is the children's bread. So you are leading her the right way by saying, I'm going to lead you to keeping these commandments, being obedient, and get filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you may ask and request, and you may be invited to come to the Passover. Now your head is screwed on right. You're doing a good work, brother. You got the spirit of truth.
Hey, well, I learned from you. So I'm very, very happy that I'm at least on the right track, and I'm going to continue to grow in grace. Thank you for inviting me to Tabernacles. It was fantastic. I know other people are on the line. I know you mentioned you had a lot of callers. So thank you again, Pastor. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. You know, I'm totally unconcerned with all these people who fancy themselves to be my judge. I don't like the way he talked. I don't like the way he said things. I don't like the way he reasoned. Okay, good. I'm with you. I'm glad you don't like it. But guess what I am? Whether you like it or not, I'm Yah approved. That's damn so for sure. I am damn so Yah approved. Holy Spirit sealed. Period. Point blank. So your opinion, whatever you think, your philosophy is totally irrelevant. Because I was doing this 20-something years ago, and I'll still keep doing it 20 years later until the Father take me home. So it's totally irrelevant what you think or believe. Now, since you got all these judgments, when you get ready to line your works and your faith up with what I'm doing, and you can get the same seal of your pastorship or apostleship or whatever it is, then come and give me your opinion. Then I may be entitled to listen to it. And I'll give you 15 or 20 years to watch your work to see who you are. Y'all see what I'm doing, right? This is the ministry where the rubber meets the road. The hypocrites, stage players, they fall by the wayside. Sorry. Let's go to Minnesota. Call number 612-612, Bro Gene. This is Pastor Downey on the Street with Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help, Bro Gene?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. I know you made it safe at home, my brother. How you doing?
I am doing extraordinarily well.
Hallelujah. Tell us about it.
We don't have enough time. I was blessed beyond words. There is no price, no words that can actually explain the difference. And I let my family know I'm coming home with some changes that need to be made in our family, because I'm telling you right now, there is nothing. And I have 25 years of Christianity, being part of some of the best nothing can compare to what I saw and how I was treated and the examples that were set before me, like straight away.
That's homie, my brother. I'm glad. I'm sure you had a testimony upon your return to the family back there. I'm sure you had a mouthful, you and Bud, little Bud, to tell them.
Yes, sir. We have not even scratched the surface, and we've been home for a couple days now.
Hallelujah.
Robin, I had a question. Yes, sir.
Keep telling them what you saw. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do partly tonight and partly tomorrow is just kind of talk about what all happened. But, you know, I had talked to you previous. My question that I wasn't able to ask just due to time was dreams. I know that sometimes they can be very powerful and sink to the core of who you are. But is there a possibility, or is there a possibility based on scripture where dreams aren't always from the Most High, they're from somewhere else? Or do dreams always come from the Most High?
There's a lot of what we call junk mail dreams, I promise you. A hell of a lot of them. There were a lot of dreams that simply is not from the Most High. Matter of fact, probably 99% of them is not from the Most High.
Yes, sir. That's very comforting to know. I appreciate it. I'll let other callers ask their question, but we were blessed, and we're already making plans for Passover to bring the entire family.
Oh, the entire family. Woo! Boy, y'all really getting yourself ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. I had a wonderful time with you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Let's go to New York. New York. Big city of dreams. Everything in New York ain't always what it seems. Brother Steve. Head of New York Assembly up there. Call number 347-347. This is Pastor Dowell. You know, Sherry Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Shalom, shalom, Shepherd. A pleasure to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm all right. Doing well, my brother. Doing well. Me and my child getting ready to tear out here first day to go do what y'all brothers and sons of Jacob have for us to do a few times a year, which I greatly appreciate because the Father knows that I need it. Other than that, brother, I'm doing well. Just tired, but I'm doing well.
Glory to the King. Yes, sir. Pastor, I just wanted to say on behalf of all Australia, New York, that we had an amazing, amazing time. I think I always tell you after every feast, this one was the best of all. And it always gets better and better. I think it was beautiful seeing so many things from so many different areas. The tabernacle was amazing. The hospitality, the food from the sisters was on point. And it's so apparent, your hand and your leadership on the ministry. And it's, like I told you, it's an honor to be behind you and walking after your footsteps. So I greatly appreciate you, Shepherd.
Well, hallelujah. I tell you what, my brother, I want you all to keep following those footprints and footsteps, man, because one day, man, in your prospective area and place, you got to be the same type of leader.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's pretty much it. I just wanted to give you our love from Southern New York. Everybody's here. They all say shalom, shalom, waving their hands.
Hey, guess what? We ate with our dinner. Brother Brett Cargo down there in I think it's in doggone it. What part of that is he in Chattanooga, Tennessee? He's training with Brother Gideon. He went on a fishing trip in September. Went up to Alaska and caught some wild caught salmon. Do you hear me? Brother, he bought some here on ice. And Sister Summer, brother, she cooked that thing. Man, I ain't never seen nobody send salmon through all those stages the way she cooked it. Ooh. May. My. It will be best ever. That stuff we buying in the store ain't worth two days long. Man, you don't know what this family is. That brother was so kind and generous that he meticulously went up and caught that salmon, filled up his refrigerator, even bought us some on ice up here and gave us something. I can't even begin to tell you. And you know what else we had with that? We had that gift sheet that y'all made up there in New York with it.
Oh.
we had some New York kimchi, some salmon from Alaska that Brother Britt freshly caught. We had some basmati rice, and we had some spinach fried in butter.
Wow.
You know we threw down.
Glory to the King. Yeah, glad to be of service. Yeah, Sister definitely worked hard on that kimchi. So she took a lot of
from
Korea. Oh, yeah. Glory to the King. Happy you guys enjoyed it.
We threw down.
Oh, man. Glory to the King. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, bless you, Shepherd. Always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Hallelujah. Give all the saints up in New York my love. Love you all up there in New York, Pennsylvania. Y'all be encouraged. Shalom, shalom. The King is coming.
Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom.
Let's go to Texas, Brother Vincent. Call number 310-310 down there in Texas, Brother Vincent. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servant Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Vincent?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Two things I want to recap about the feast. Everything that everybody said, I agree with 100%. It was an awesome feast. We got a chance to stay on the land up top, the new 40 acres. Man, how beautiful it was up there, Pastor.
Y'all had it going on up there. Y'all had grills.
Yeah.
Man, good God,
yes, sir.
Y'all had it going on. Go ahead.
It was nice. It was really beautiful up there. We got to see the starry night. Some of us the first night got to jam a little bit. Outside of Brother Juan's, he had his little camper out there. Brother Dorian cooking up some food before we really feasted. But two things I wanted to recap. First off, you were mentioning about the mosquito bites. If you remember, first thing is the doTERRA. Brother Leon and Brother Luke's class were outstanding.
Man, Brother Vincent, y'all are totally 100% right. I already know about it. You're right. But I was so focused on doing what I was doing, I forgot all about the oils. And I got a house full of them.
Yes, sir.
I mean, she got a whole bunch. I mean, when I tell y'all we got the oils, we are invested in. And by the way, let me say that. I can't remember if it's IPA or IBO or LPP or something like that. For those of you
LRP,
that are
yeah.
signed up, what is it?
It's called LRP, Loyalty Reward Points, Pastor.
LRP. For those of you that are signed up in doTERRA, you got to understand Elder Rufus, Brother Galen, and some of you other people. Loyalty Rewards Point. Let me break this down for a second. You've got to have your Loyalty Rewards Point over 100. Not your spending, your Loyalty Rewards Point. And
yes,
when you have it over 100, that's when you'll start seeing support coming from doTERRA. That's when you start seeing checks come from doTERRA. Because if your
LRP,
if it's not up over 100 and it stays there, you won't see it. I don't understand why y'all not doing it. Because think about this. We already are signing people up under your downline that are interested in the oils. Okay? And when you get a check from doTERRA, like one or two in a month, it already pays for your order that you have from your
yes.
own previous personal order, provided that your LRP is above 100. But if you're just sitting there below 100, you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't getting anything. So it seems like, and you need to be stocking up on the damn oils anyway. I told Sister something. I said, look here. I said, I want at least 700 bottles within the next 2 years. I didn't tell them 2 years, but I wanted 700. Is that right? I want at least 700, bare minimum, of that stuff here on this land, because when the apocalypse comes, crap hit the fan, we're not going to be sitting out here like everybody else looking for antibiotics. I'm going to show you how serious I am about antibiotics, because most people don't know this. And I guarantee you, most of you don't even know this. You see this? What is that right there? What is that? That is fish antibiotics. But what the hell is that right there in the center? What is that? It says amoxicillin on it. What is amoxicillin? It's penicillin.
Penicillin.
It's amoxicillin and stuff. What the hell you use whenever you're going out here to get the prescription drugs? Is that right? And they tell you, you can give it to the fish, but it's not for human consumption. Then why in the hell has Pastor Dow got this in his damn house again? Unless you just dumb on purpose. The shop came in. I'm going to say how serious we are about this. Oh, look at this. This is just one box that Sister Summer's already done put together. That's just one box of the oil. I'm telling you, we ain't playing games. We serious.
Come on, Pastor.
So, Rob Benson, you are 100% correct and right. I should have put some tarot shield on
lavender.
And all this stuff. I should have did all that before, but I didn't. I'm thinking that it's fall time. These damn bugs are gone. They're going to leave me alone, but they tear my rear end up. I won't be going outside without it again. I won't be going outside with it again. So I'm trying to educate people. I'm trying to tell stuff. We don't get up on here and sell you monkey venom, snake, pulse, and snake oil. We don't do that. We're telling you exactly what we do. And the proof is in the pudding. Listen to what I'm saying, y'all. You don't have to go out there and buy this. It's good that you have it, especially if you go back, because you're going to need antibiotics. But you're better off with the oils.
Pastor, you can't be more right. No, you can't be more right. I got a testimony already with On Guard. Before I get to the mosquito bites for you, On Guard. My wife and I and the children, we didn't get sick not one bit, Pastor. We had On Guard before we came. We listened to Brother Luke and Brother say, start doing it now. We started taking it. We ain't got a little bit but a cough. We ain't got nothing. We come back. We are just fine because we took them On Guard every day. Dare I say the word religiously? You know what I'm trying to say. Basically, every
right.
day we were real strict about it. And we didn't get sick, and we still ain't sick, Pastor.
Glory to the King. Just a test.
Glory to the King. So that was the first thing. What was the doTERRA oils? And on the mosquito bite, since you already have the bite, you could try some peppermint because that'll be like an analgesic. It kind of takes away the sting, the itch, if you will. Lavender and Serenity. Just FYI on that note. I wanted to make sure I told you that. So there's that. Yes, loyalty rewards. Please, y'all, get the loyalty rewards. It's not about what we get, Pastor. I'm more concerned that the ministry is going to be bled. We all did this. We got in to support Israel. This is Israel business,
right.
Doing business with Israel, for Israel, to support you, Pastor.
That is true.
So,
and I appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
So,
but you know
yes,
just as
yes,
well
sir.
As I
Bless
do, Brother Benson, how bad the people need this stuff. They really, truly need it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Real talk. I mean, I love
because.
The oils. So that was the first thing. The second thing, the worship, Pastor. We damn near broke the firmament.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I mean, what do you call that? Clear midnight air? That night you came out, we stayed out there like damn near 2 in the morning. Man, it was so much real worship, real praise, just lifting up the Most High. Everybody hollering Yah's name, just in complete awe of the Most High. It was just awesome.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
And we
yes,
did
sir.
That at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was cold.
It was. I didn't notice none of that because it was just everybody on one mind, one accord. We were all there. As a matter of fact, there's a third thing. Pastor Corey's message about what Tabernacle was really about, the midnight air, we were able to let loose and, like he said, rejoice. It was just awesome.
That was a beautiful message he gave. Beautiful message.
It really
Pastor
was,
Corey.
Pastor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's all I had to say to you, Pastor. I just want to make sure about the oils, the worship, and you already know we love you. Here, everybody say Shabbat Shalom to Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, children. Shabbat Shalom, family. Bless you, Rosa.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. Hold it down. Brother Vince is telling the truth, too. This is the truth. I'm telling y'all. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the comprehension and understanding of what we have. You don't. And you can see even I at times get stupid. But I thought these damn bugs was gone, but they let me know that they ain't gone. But I promise you one thing, I'm going to be right back on our oars. I ain't getting bit up like this. Let's go to Wisconsin. Call number 262-262. Brother Jim, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You know, it was so good to be down at the feast. So good. I was very disappointed that, you know, we were not able to be there for the entire feast. Next year it's going to be different for us. I can tell you that for sure.
Hallelujah. What you got, my brother?
Not much. I'm just pumped up, excited about what I experienced at the feast. You know, the deliverance at Mass, at the first Mass deliverance, because I wasn't there for the second Mass deliverance. You know, and the deliverance that I got there, just everything that happened, it was just an amazing time. And I'm so thankful that Sister and I were able to be there and, you know, just enjoy the unity with all the saints there.
Hallelujah. It's good seeing both of y'all, my brother.
Yes, sir. That's all I've got, Pastor. Love you. Yeah.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Love you. Shabbat shalom. King is coming. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Your pastor is going to be out of the net. That means I'm going to be out of communication for the next 10 or 11 days, okay? So I need for y'all, if you go back and listen to some of the videos on YouTube or whatever, I need for y'all to make sure that you let the ads play. I need to make sure y'all pay particular attention, you know, meticulous attention. I'm going to post a few things on Patreon. So don't think that I've forsaken y'all or anything like that. It's just that I'm doing what the brethren has actually blessed me with to do. Hallelujah. And I'm glad of it, too, because the Father knows that I need some serious rest. I do. Just so y'all know, all right? Glory to the King. All right, let's go to Washington, D.C. Call number 202-202, Brother Rob. This is Pastor Dow, University of Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Rob?
Shalom, shalom, Pastor. Shalom,
shalom,
all the elders,
shalom,
and deacons, and brothers and sisters.
Glory
just wanted to call
King
in and say thank you. Shalom to the King. Glory to the King. Yes, sir.
Glory to the King.
Just wanted to say, yes, sir. Glory to the King. Wanted a marvelous time down at Tabernacles. The brothers especially enjoyed the fellowship with all the brothers. We had a chance to get to hug your neck, Pastor. That was a good experience. Get to hug the neck all the elders and the pastors and the leaders. We're looking forward to getting down there again and spending some more time where we can just kind of continue to learn and be with the saints. We especially enjoyed that mass deliverance service. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. And brothers still talking about that up here. And I know Brother Sharon, when he got up here, he had a chance to carry some of that within his own family. He experienced some deliverance. Within his own family. Power the Most High Yah. People was listening to the video from the deliverance, listening to the teaching and listening to you. And people that was up here listening to the video started getting delivered just from listening to the video.
Wow.
And all praise to the Most High. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's power.
The power of the Most High. Yeah, yeah. So it was down there, man. You know, it was straight up like Ghostbusters down there in the tabernacle. yes, sir. Watching all the people get deliverance, and it was a blessing. But we just wanted to call you and say thank you on behalf of all those that are here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We just appreciate you so much. It's an honor. It's a privilege. We're just so appreciative to have had the chance to actually walk with the chosen, with the elect. And we just want to tell you thank you and looking forward to seeing you all again very, very soon.
Hallelujah. Brother Rob, stay in the saddle, stay in the battle, stay in the fight, because you know, rocking with Straightway, we serious and we're going to get it done.
Yes, sir.
In Yahshua's name.
Oh, yeah. In Yeshua's name, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and we out here, you know, we've seen a lot of these different so-called camps and churches, traveled all over, and I've not seen anybody as serious as Straightway. And that's saying something, because we've had a chance to see a lot of things that's going on in so-called Israel, but nothing like the saints at Straightway, let me just tell you that. It's a blessing.
Hallelujah.
And we feel honored and privileged to be a part of what the Most High is doing through Straightway. So we just want to thank you. And I hope you enjoy your vacation. I know you need it. Enjoy your vacation. Get some time of rest. And we just, again, encourage all the elders and deacons to stay in the fight. We're looking forward to what's going to be necessary during this season to stay focused, and we're definitely making sure that we do what's necessary to stay. But I'll tell you one more thing. I'm looking down to get down and walk that hill again, Pastor. I tell you that.
Yes, sir.
Walk that hill. That hill is something else, and that's what we need. We need that hard work. We need to exercise, and that's what we need. We need to get ready for, like you said, the wilderness and the people, like you said. If people can't, we can't pass these little tests now. If we murmuring and complaining now, wait till what happened when the grid go down. Wait till what happened when we really go into the wilderness. And so we're very excited to be in the preparation process, and we just pray to the Most High give us the mindset and the will to do what's necessary to get prepared, et cetera. All praise to the Most High.
Hallelujah, my brother. Y'all be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. All right. Love you, Pastor. Thanks so much.
Love you, too. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Indiana. Caller number 317. This is Pastor Dowell. You on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Indiana, Brother Daniel?
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. And Shabbat Shalom to all the family. Bless y'all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank y'all so much. I'm going to make this extremely quick, Pastor. I mean, Brother Vincent beat me to it. I mean, just the experience of being in the tabernacle and being able to worship with all of the family was just extraordinary. It was on another level.
Yes,
the deliverance was just awesome to see. So many people getting set free. I got set free myself while I'm working security. I mean,
hallelujah.
I'm trying to keep my eye on it, but my brother, you know, I got some faithful brothers here, Brother Lee, Brother Rob, Brother Samuel, who saw it and was able to work with me immediately and help get me free. I just thank the Most High for what's going on. Not only that, I wanted to touch on, too, just the organization, man. When I see the organization, a Straightway to be able to house 700 people and to see how efficient it was going up to that old tabernacle every single day and how the groups of people coming in there and eating was so, it was just done perfect. Them sisters that helped out with serving the food, you know, all the brothers that helped out with bringing, you know, food up and down the hill, just like you said, it was a concerted effort amongst everybody. Passing, it was just a beautiful thing. It was just so beautiful to see. And we here in Indiana, we left very, very, very encouraged just to continue to get better, just to get better, just to get better. Number one in y'all, and number two for our family. And we love all of y'all. We love all of y'all. We just love y'all dearly. And Pastor, go on that vacation. Enjoy it. and get some rest, my shepherd. We love you.
Man, I appreciate it. I know y'all do, and I love y'all equally. But I appreciate y'all contribution. I truly do, because I know what it feels like after last year of doing it. I know what it feels like to get rest, and I definitely need it. But you know me. Look what happened, though. Y'all sent me down there. I turn around, go on a vacation, then I turn around and work harder this past year than I ever have in all of my previous years. And I'm 53 years old now, Brother D.
Man. Well, here's what I hope happens, Pastor. I hope Elder Rufus, instead of telling you to not take any calls, this time I hope he just meets you before and confiscate your phone and send you out there. So nobody bother you and your child. And y'all just get good rest and come back refreshed. Hallelujah, man. Bless you, Pastor. Bless all of the leadership. I tell you what, that's the last thing I want to say, just the leadership. So when I see the hard work of all of our elders, all of our deacons, all of our teachers, Pastor Corey, I mean, I'm blown away. I'm at a loss for words, Pastor, and it's a joy to serve the Most High Yah and follow you great men. So I thank the Most High for y'all, and we love y'all here in Indiana.
Bless you, my brother. Give everybody up in Indiana all love. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom. Bless you.
It's humbling to hear such words reaped up on you, such great accolades reap up on you when you're only doing your reasonable service, especially when you're really, truly digging in, if you know what I mean. It really, truly is. My youngest child, she so much loved and enjoyed the Feast of Tabernacles. She says, I love this tent. And then the first night it started raining. It raining, and of course that was our first experience of actually sleeping outside with raining and stuff in the tent and stuff. And you would have thought that she was just like a baby in a candy store. She was so excited. She was just elated and just loved it. I mean, loved it. Loved every single night we spent in that tent. Just loved it. It's just unreal. Where we at? Let's go to Pennsylvania. 267-267, Brother Tyree, Pastor Dow. You're on the Serving Children Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Tyree.
Shabbat shalom, Shepherd.
Shabbat shalom.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
I got you. You're on speaker, but I can hear you better if you weren't on speaker. But I know what you're doing. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Everybody wanted to say Shabbat shalom to you and all the straight way.
We got it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm taking you off a speaker. Everybody wanted to just say Shabbat shalom. Hey, I thank you again. I thank the Most High Yah first for inviting us to his feast. I thank you for inviting us again to your home. All the labor of love that I saw on the land, I mean, I is a loss for words because there's so much I can say. I'm just so thankful that the Most High Yah called us out of darkness to his marvelous light. What can I say? I would say thank you to all. When I got there, when I got to the feast, I seen everybody on the land faces. Look, it's so tired. I remember seeing Elder Becker and saying, you look so tired. He said, yes, sir, Brother Tyree. And I thank you for the work that y'all did way before we even got there, just to prepare to get it together for all the saints, you know, to be on the land. I mean, it was just so amazing, the fellowship and the worship. I talked to so many people getting back here about the feast, and they didn't even see my face, and they just was like, man, you sound so, like, you had an excellent time. I said, I didn't even want to come back. I just wanted to stay. I was talking to Sister Sonisha about hiding in the bushes somewhere. I'm like, yo, we're going to stay in hide in the bushes. I'm like, but we can't do that because they probably pull out guns. We're going to get shot. You know, I'm like, we can't do that. I'm like, but we had so much of a wonderful time. We always do. I can't say we ever don't. But just coming back and reading the word, I would say the word I would use is the discipline, the order, the rules and regulations that we need. It was so profound because as soon as he came back, we was like, it's like being when you hear the word when he says after the sixth day, he was done from all his work that he did and everything was good. It's like when you get to the land on community and you see what's going on, you realize it's going back to that where everything is good. Everybody is with each other. No arguments, no complaining, no, I mean, we got a lot more that we have to fix. Just listen to sister and listen to things that I heard. It's just we got a lot more that we have to fix in us. Of course we do. We have to die daily. But I really just, I mean, enjoyed myself just tremendously. I didn't even want to think about coming back because I knew I was going to get like a little bit I knew that depression spirit was going to try to hit me. I was like, nope. I'm going to enjoy myself while I'm here. And I thank all the elders. I thank you, Shepherd, for all your labor of love that you do, whether we see it or don't see it. I thank all the elders for the labor that they do, whether we do it or don't see it. For all the teachers, the deacons, the sisters. I was up doing security, and it was the I think it was the, what was it, the 2 to 6. I was like, it was like 4 in the morning. I seen sisters walking down the road. I walked into the dining hall. It was like early in the morning. It seemed like a restaurant. It was so organized. All you heard, ding, 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 ding. It was like they was taking orders with each other. I'm just like, man, look at this work ethic. It was just amazing. And I want to say, too, before I go, I definitely do want to give a shout out to all the saints that scattered abroad that came. It's definitely beautiful to see your faces. But I was so happy to see Dad Dow and Mama Dow there in the tabernacle, a new tabernacle. I was able to sit at Dad Dow's feet, like I always do when I get there, for him to, you know, let the Holy Spirit speak to him for the things that I would need to hear, you know, throughout all the elders and everybody. It's just I always try to get around to everybody to hear what is it the Father needed to tell me to get to the next feast and just get through day to day. And I really thank you all for your labor of love. I don't want to miss nobody out. I just thank all of the soldiers that's 10 toes down and really, really striving hard and showing us how to get it done. So I thank you.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Yes. Yes, sir. Here go Brother Cody. He wanted to say shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Brother Cody. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. You know, I got to say, I got to eat my words because I didn't think we were even going to get into the call. I said that to Brother Tyree.
Man,
but,
it's long.
Hallelujah.
It is long. There's no way that I'm going to be able to get on all these calls. I'm going to take maybe about one or two more, and then I'm going to hit the sack, and then I'm going to catch them in 2 weeks because this call of queue is long.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep it as quick as possible. Yes, sir. But yeah, I had a great time. I want to say honor to my pastors, my elders, my teachers, my deacons. You know, I thank the Most High Yah for being part of His remnant. I really do. I thank the Most High Yah for the deliverance I received. You know, I got some great deliverance on that surprise deliverance session right there. I had the same kind of heart attack for a sec. I kind of looked around. I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, I got up. I took, you know, I saw Elder Rufus take his gun off. I took my gun off. And anybody I saw that was about to get deliverance, I walked around and said, you got any weapons on you? I'm like, great, get them off. But, you know, I got some great deliverance my own self that night. You know, I thank the Most High Yah for getting deliverance from some self-rejection. Also, you know, bitterness, spirit of murder. You know, I thank the Most High Yah for that. I really, truly do. You really can't get that out in the world like that. You know, this is a real, true deliverance ministry. I thank the Most High for it. Absolutely, I do. So I just wanted to say that. And, you know, hey, praise Yah. Hallelujah. I saw some new faces, and it was a pleasure meeting everybody that was new, it was real pleasure, you know, seeing everybody. That's my real true family in the Most High, yeah. So hallelujah. Yes, sir.
My brother, I want you to be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. I received that. Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Where we at right now? Virginia, call number 276-276. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Sherry Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Virginia.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Tina Martin, and I like to read real quick. I wrote it down so I can read it because I won't get too excited. Because I want to thank our Master, the Most High Yahweh, first of all, and I want to thank Yahweh for you, and thank you for reading my letters and your discernment. And I want to thank Yah for the elders and the teachers, and on. And say I enjoyed the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles, and I enjoyed watching all the archives, and I love Straight Lay and my brothers and my sisters and the mothers, and I love being set apart and wearing my head covering, showing my submission to our Master, the lover of our souls, and I just want to thank you, and I want to say that say Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and I want to say that I just want to say I loved you when I first saw you on the YouTube, and I just want to tell you to stay meek, kind, and genuine.
Hallelujah! Bless you, Sister Tina. You be encouraged, okay? I'll take heed and follow that advice. Let's go to California. Call number 818-818. This is Pastor Dow, Universal Service Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in California.
Shalom, Pastor Dow. My name is Brother Kai. I'm calling you from Southern California, Los Angeles. How are you doing this evening?
All right. Blessed to the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. I can help you.
I wanted to make myself known to the ministry. I called the number that's on your back wall there earlier this week and spoke with a sister who advised me to call into Blog Talk to speak with you to make myself known.
All right.
So what I wanted to know was how do I go about making myself a part of the ministry, and what is it that I need to do on my end in order to do that, sir?
That's simple. Number one, submit and obey the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Yah.
Yes, sir.
And then number two, support the ministry as the Most High Yah has prospered you. And whenever you know that the feast days are coming up and it's giving us an opportunity to be invited to Yah Mo'adim's, you make sure you're one of the first to call in to get your affairs set in order, and contact the number, the 615-688-3025, speak with Elder Doug, Elder Becker, and you will write your name down in the book, and then once you actually get your boots on the ground, you will be officially known in the ministry, and you will continue on in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
All praises. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do want to, while I have you on the line, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just want to say thank you. I've been following you for the last couple of months. Just a little background on me. I was raised in a Christian church, came out to Christian church about 9 years ago, fell into the Hebrew Israelite camps. And at a certain point along the way over the last 9 years, realized that the spirit just wasn't there. And kind of pulled back from that and been searching and searching and searching. About 2 months ago, I fell on some of your YouTube videos and started listening to you earnestly, and then start tuning into your Sabbath services. And I got to tell you, Pastor, you have absolutely changed my life. You've changed my whole family. It is obvious that the Father is with you and has his hand on you, and the Spirit is with you. Me and my family participate in the prayers when you do the prayers on the Sabbath day. And I got to tell you, I get touched in a way that I've never felt before. I'll be praying and get convicted, tears streaming down my face. I can't stop it. You know, it hits me hard. You are the man of God that I've been looking for my whole life. I've been looking for you my whole life. And I'm really happy to be speaking with you at this point, and I'm really looking forward to joining the ministry and becoming a part of it, and submitting myself to you, and allowing you to raise me up into the man of God that I'm supposed to be.
Hallelujah. Sounds like you're already in. Sounds like you're already in. Just stay connected, all right?
Yes, sir. All right, Pastor, I appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go.
All right, my brothers, stay connected. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Pretty humbling. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, man, in case you hadn't figured it out. I am the man of Yah and the pastor for this day, this time, and hour that we're living in. In case you hadn't figured it out, I am. All right? And I only do that by the tender mercies and graces of the Most High Yah. Find another pastor and search the damn earth that is more serious, more powerful, more truthful, more honest, and live this in this time, in this wicked-ass generation we living in, better than me. I will show you how to submit and get behind it and support it. But until then, I'm telling you right now, I'm the man of Yah for this hour, chosen by Yahshua himself for this day and this time and hour, in case you hadn't figured it out. All right? Hallelujah. Let's go to Texas, Brother Malcolm. Call number 713-713. This is Pastor Dow. On the Sherwood Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Malcolm?
Hey, Pastor Shalom, Shalom. This is Malcolm Jackson from Houston. Just calling to make myself known. I've been following you since my freshman year in college, about 2012-2013. I was a part of a ministry that was eating off your plate. And then we kind of disbanded, and now I've been talking to Brother Elliot, and I'm just taking the necessary steps to become more and more part of Straightway.
Hallelujah, my brother. Get over there and get in touch with Brother Greg, because Brother Elliot know who he is. Get on there on the phone. You've been listening that long. That means you're serious-minded. You are serious, and you ain't playing games. And let's go ahead and grow in faith and grow in knowledge, and let's get about our Father's business, and let's get ready for the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
All right, my brother. Make sure you get in touch with Brother Greg. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. You know, brothers and sisters, I really would like to stay on here all night long. There's no way I can do it. But for those of you I didn't get with, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'll tell you one thing. Not this week. Coming up, but the next following week, I'll be back on the air. Y'all pray for my traveling mercies. Y'all be encouraged. Pray for the ministry, the household of faith, and stay encouraged. Stick with the King. Obey. Listen. Listen. Hear, O Israel. Yah is one. Hear, O Israel. Hear, Israel. Obey, listen to his laws, statutes, and commandments. Let them sit deep down in your hearts and become part of you, so you will know him and be known of him, and he will know you. I bless you all, the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, the mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. On one of the outlets that we have, it's easy to find if you are diligent about seeking it. In the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, Shabbat Shalom, King is coming.